Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Emer McCarthy. The Vatican has entered the summer season, many offices rolling to a close as vacation time approaches. From his holiday home high in the Alps, Pope Benedict XVI has urged everyone preparing for a period of relaxation to find time for their family and prayer. As he did last year, the Pope is staying in a chalet belonging to the Salesian Order, the same as that in which John Paul II also used to spend his holidays. The building, made of wood and stone, has two floors and is surrounded by a large garden in which the Pope often takes walks. It stands at an altitude of 1,200 metres and has views over Mont Blanc and other mountains of the French-Italian frontier, as well as over the Italian-Swiss Alps. The only two public ceremonies the Pope is due to attend during his vacation are scheduled for July 16th and 23rd, when he will pray the Angelus. A communique from the Diocese of Aosta says that access to this event is open to everyone, and all those wishing to do so may go to Lecon to hear the Holy Father and pray with him.
Al pranzo del primo Angelus dello scorso anno, cui era invitato il nostro vescovo si è sentito rivolgere dal
Father Paolo Cortez is the local parish priest. He says one of the highlights of Pope Benedict's first visit to the area last summer was an impromptu meeting between the Holy Father and local priests and religious, a meeting which, Father Cortez points out, Pope Benedict himself called for. This year, in view of the Holy Father's express wish, Father Cortez and his parishioners will celebrate Mass privately each Sunday with the Pope before his Angelus appointment. Pope Benedict XVI will stay at Lecombe, located some 20 kilometres from the city of Aosta, within the municipality of Intois, until July 28th.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.